Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hey again, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hart. We're looking at the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's get to it. I remember, like it was yesterday, my first triathlon. I was 17 years old. I was in high school. And me and some of my buddies thought, hey, this would be fun to go do. We were in pretty good shape. We played a bunch of different sports. How hard could a triathlon be? Famous last words. I think about halfway through it, I wished for death. And two-thirds of the way through it, I prayed for death. I was actually hoping that the Lord would come on a cloud and just take me to heaven. It was one of the hardest physical moments, one of the most taxing things that's ever been done in my entire life. I survived, I completed it, but it was really hard. And it wasn't just the swimming or the running or the biking. It was the collective. It was having to push yourself through all those walls. When your body says you can't go any further and your mind and your heart say, but you have to go further. And I was reminded of that horrible moment, and I did not do well in it. I just survived it. I was reminded of that moment in the triathlon as I was reading through this week's readings. You see, this week's readings remind us once again that faith requires endurance. Now, in this first reading, you're going to hear about Aaron. Now, let's not forget, Aaron is Moses' brother, okay? And you're going to hear about Moses and Hur. And Moses is going to go up on top of the mountain during this battle. Now, Joshua, okay, Moses' understudy, Robin to Moses' Batman, he and the Israelite army are facing off against the Amalekites in a battle. So Moses goes on top of the mountain, and Aaron, his brother, and Hur, the two guys, they hold his arms up. Now, while Moses' arms are raised, Israel fights better, Israel's victorious. But when he gets tired and he lowers his arms, the Amalekites start to win. So that's when the two guys say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hold his arms up until this fight is over. And we see this is that there's an endurance factor here, okay, that we have to be able to pray through, work through, that our soul can lead our body, that our spirit can lead our flesh. And that's really the pursuit. This whole thing is an analogy of the Christian life, of living the faith. And that is, it's not going to be easy to live the faith, but you have to remember who you're doing it for. And that's not just a what of Catholic doctrine. It's a who. It's a God. And that's why we're reminded in the psalm, our help is from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I lift my eyes up towards the mountains. Whence shall help come to me? So again, it's remembering who we're doing it for. As we look up, we look beyond our situation, and we're reminded again that God is with us. And that's why we're reminded by St. Paul for St. Timothy. Hey, you know what? Scripture is really important for this. The same way we hear this story in the first reading, and it's supposed to give us inspiration, it's supposed to help us have endurance. That's what St. Paul is telling St. Timothy in the second reading. Look, all Scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful for teaching and for refuting and for correcting and for training in righteousness. This is this point where he says, listen, use Scripture, okay? Use your faith, and no matter what, even if it's not easy, listen to the last things he says in the second reading. Be persistent, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through patience and teaching. That is endurance. That is saying, hey, keep fighting the good fight. Keep going forward. Scripture should bring us this inspiration. Scripture can make us feel more confident, more competent, and Scripture is going to help you train to become more righteous. And we're told then in the gospel this wonderful parable. It's one of my least favorite parables of all the gospel, and it's the person who just will not let it go. And they're going to go to the judge, and they're going to whine and whine and whine. It's this persistent widow. And as the widow is going and whining and saying, I want justice, and I want to judgment, this kind of thing, eventually God just gives in to her and relents to her, not because he didn't love her in the first place, but because she's so persistent, because she's showing such endurance and such faith. My brothers and my sisters, the Catholic faith is never going to be easy. You're going to have hard weeks. You're going to have tough weeks. You're going to have situations and obstacles and struggles. Anything worth having is going to have a struggle attached to it. If you want to have a strong and bold faith, God's even going to let you go through certain hardships just to make you stronger, to help your endurance grow, because he knows that life's going to throw things at you. The more endurance you have, the stronger your faith will be in good times and in bad. And ultimately, you will realize the goal of your faith, which is salvation. God bless you.
For more Catholic content, check out LifeDean.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.